So we're back this month with leadership as our theme, and we've got Ginger here, our
Hello.
Operations manager. And today we're gonna talk about disciplining your disappointments, which can kind of go across many things when you think about business. But when I think back to the early days, when I was sort of the one woman show, or even just had a couple people on the team, if I spent time either bidding on something or working with a client to try to get a piece of business, or something would happen in the business and it didn't quite go right, and I was disappointed, I would stew, I would get so angry, I would personally, I would just feel cheated.
Attacked.
I would feel attacked. And so it's been a challenge, but we are in such a better place now. And I've learned how to set myself up so that I'm not disappointed.
We take them more as learning opportunities.
Yes. And so Ginger's really helped this past year. Right?
Yeah. And you know, we were talking about this segment before we came on air, and how do we give examples of it? And yes, it started with Patty and creating the business, but it also then trickles down to the people on your team. And we actually just dealt with a situation that was disappointing. And so we came out of that situation with a solution instead of, you know, being very upset about it. But the person that was dealing with it was the right person in the role. And so
that's key.
Yes, it is key. So it's hiring the right people to deal with those. It's understanding that there are going to be disappointments, but what we take from them and how we learn from them is really what's important. And part of that is also understanding you are going to have disappointments. That's the reality of our business, that's the reality of customer service, but it's what we do with those to make sure that we are executing them a little bit better next time, or how we don't get in those situations. And being okay if we don't get all of the business, but understanding why we're not getting it, or how we could do it better next time to get that piece of business.
Because sometimes it turns out that piece of business wasn't a fit anyway.
Exactly.
And so rather than being so disappointed and living in that kind of, oh, I can't believe we didn't get it, acknowledging that and being okay with the fact that not every piece of business is the right piece of business.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. That's our tips of the day.
That's our
here,
tip.
Ginger and Patty.
What is it? Disciplining?
Disciplining
your disappointments.
Your disappointments.
With
tongue tied with Ginger and Patty.
Yay.
Happy.